Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It is the final day of July, July 31st, a Tuesday, 2012, and I hope it's going well for you so far. The home of the Buckmaster Show is AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice, and it also happens to be Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station, a station with great reach. We live stream the show at buckmastershow.com, that's my website, and at kvoi.com, the station's website. You can hear our program anywhere, anytime in the world on my website or tucsonsentinel.com and tucsoncitizen.com. So there are three places where we post the show, usually by about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The day's show is up there. But right now we are live, and we are so during the noon hour each weekday. We'll get things rolling on this Tuesday edition of Buckmaster with a conversation with Pam Francis. Pam heads up an organization trying to help the struggling Tucson Unified School District. 20 minutes past the hour, it's certified financial planner Shelley Fishman with the Tuesday Money Maker Report, and his smile today is kind of one side up, one side down. We'll find out about how the market is doing. 30 minutes past the hour, Democratic District 10 legislative candidate for the Arizona House of Representatives, Stephanie Mock, will join us. Then we'll close out the show with Linda Ray. Linda comes from the Tucson Weekly, where she has been busily putting together what is a jam-packed fall arts calendar. And we'll get a preview of that calendar that will be appearing soon in the Tucson Weekly. We encourage you to join in the conversation by calling the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040, or you can submit a question on our growing Facebook page. Well, the school starts for TUSD, believe it or not, this Thursday, and the district is once again starting the school year in a difficult financial situation. In an effort to mitigate some of the damage, the Education Enrichment Foundation, EEF, is stepping up to the plate. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show is Pam Francis. Pam is the executive director of the Education Enrichment Foundation, now in its 29th year. Pam, how are you today?
I'm terrific. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a delight to have you on the program. How did EEF get started, and what is your mission?
EEF got started 29 years ago with a Ford Foundation grant, and there were people in the Tucson Unified School District, one of which was Ray Davies and Roger Pfeiffer, who decided that we needed something to fill the gap that the schools could not fill, and that was for students in need. So it started 29 years ago, and we've been going pretty strong ever since.
It is not a wealthy district. The kids who go to the TUSD schools, many times they are financially challenged, correct?
Absolutely financially challenged. The last numbers I saw, Bill, were that 70%, that's 70, of the children inside the Tucson Unified School District qualify for free or reduced lunches according to federal poverty guidelines.
Wow. And TUSD has had to up the participation fees for school activities outside of the classroom because of the reality of the TUSD budget situation. How is that going to change for sports anyway?
Well, for sports, right off the bat, the fee goes from $50 to $65, and that's a 30% increase. So in that case, we give out scholarships to children or students who can't afford to pay the fees. Last year, we gave scholarships to 788 students, and we're expecting the number to go up this year, not only the number to go up, but then the dollar amount to go up because of that 30% increase.
Do kids do better when they get involved with athletics?
Absolutely. There are studies saying that all over the place. That we know that between the hours of 3 and 6 are the hours the teenagers typically tend to get into trouble when they do. We can tell you that graduation rates are better for kids involved in extracurricular activities and sports than the kids who are not. They stay in school. They have an opportunity to get out. They have an opportunity to go to college. Sometimes it's the only opportunity for those kids. It's a real no-brainer, yet it's difficult to go to the community and look for funds in this regard because people don't quite connect the dots yet to health, the community, the health of the community, the lifestyle of the community, and just the general ability for the community to keep rolling and to keep those lights on at the stadiums on Friday nights.
And TUSD certainly has been controversial over the last couple of years, and people may read in the paper about this problem or that problem. But, hey, let's not punish the kids, right? I mean, these are kids that happen to be in the TUSD school district, and they need help.
And that's exactly right. They need the help, and they're not asking to be there. They're asking to play ball. They're asking to march with the band. They're asking to play with the orchestra.
And it's not just sports. It is, as you mentioned, the band. Can you help out some of the kids with that particular fee?
Absolutely. That fee has remained at $50. It did not go up.
But still, for some families, that's too much.
That's too much. I was looking at applications on Friday from one of the local schools, Bill. There were girls who were looking for three extracurricular activities. Maybe they wanted to be in ballet and folklorico and jazz dance. Though they all require a fee. We want kids to be active. We want kids to be healthy and active and busy after school, yet they get turned away at school because they can't pay those three $50 fees.
And you have other programs. There's a vision program.
We have a Focus on Vision program with our partners, Lens Crafters, which allows students who are identified at the school sites to go and get their eyes examined and get eyeglasses in one visit, which is a really big opportunity for the kids because their parents don't have to take them. They don't have to get off work. They don't have to take the bus to get there. Very often we see the kids in need have parents who just can never get off work. So that's been a wonderful opportunity for kids. We've been doing that for about 15 years, as well as putting shoes on kids with our partners at Payless Shoes.
Yeah, the shoes are so important to the kids these days, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah. Pam Francis is with us. Pam is the executive director of the Educational Enrichment Foundation. You're a product of TUSD schools.
I am. I came here in the 60s. I went to John B. Wright Elementary, a school that has fallen on hard times, followed by Doolin, and then I graduated from Catalina High School. My mom was a teacher and a counselor in this district, and my son graduated from Tucson High. So I feel very compelled to work with the kids in the district. It's a charity that is literally in our backyards.
What can folks do to help out?
Well, they can open up their pocketbooks. They can send us a check to the Educational Enrichment Foundation or make it out to EEF and mail it to 3809 East 3rd, Tucson, 85716. Or if they're of the mind, they can go to our website, www.eeftucson.org, and there is a Donate Now button on that website on the front page, and they can pay via PayPal or credit card.
And you have an August 10th fundraiser coming up.
We do. We have a Friday night barbecue at the Tucson Racquet Club on August 10th, the live music, jumping castle, face painting, and we'll be happy to be the beneficiaries of that great family fun night. It's sort of the end of the summer for the kids in TUSD.
You know, the teachers have to dig into their own pockets in so many respects for supplies and things. Can you help them out as well, or that's just not part of it? You're mainly focusing on the kids, right?
Oh, no. We give money to the teachers, too.
Okay.
We have classroom grants, and we give classroom grants to approximately 40 teachers every year. This last spring, we awarded $33,374 in classroom grants, and those are for teachers who apply for grants who have innovative ideas for the classroom, but maybe they need a little extra resources to fund their ideas. Some of them are for great ideas like gardens that were very popular this last year. We have field trip transportation that we provide. So we're there for the teachers as well.
Yeah, we mentioned that August 10th fundraiser, but really your big event of the year is coming up in October, isn't it? That's October 25th. That's your annual Ray Davies Lifetime Humanitarian Achievement Awards Luncheon.
That's right. We do. It's coming up October 25th at the DoubleTree. It's the 14th annual. We honor individuals and entities from the community who have given back to the education world in Tucson. And this year we're honoring Kathleen Perkins from the Bio5 Institute. She's a consultant and research corporation that's celebrating its 100th year of being a foundation for the advancement of science.
How about this one, making the 1 cent sales tax permanent? Are you staying neutral on that measure, or are you going to be behind that?
Well, we are not a – we are a 501c3 nonprofit, so we have to stay neutral. However, I can tell you that Annie Peterson is one of our board members, and we're very supportive of
Annie. Yeah, we know
Annie
very well, and as an individual, you can support it, but as part of the – EEF, you have to stay neutral.
That's exactly right.
So again, if folks want to help out, would the best place be to go to the website where you have the Donate Now button?
That would probably be the best way. Or if we have some little retired teachers who still like to write checks, they can mail them to our office.
Okay, and again, that website is EEFTucson.org. Pam Francis, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Coming up now on 12:15 on the Buckmaster Show, Shelley is coming up with his Tuesday Moneymaker Report as we continue with the Buckmaster Show. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. A simple solution to foot and lower back problems could be a top-quality, custom-made foot orthotic created by Bob Novak. A certified pet orthist, Bob is the best in Southern Arizona in the creation of the right foot support that your body needs and at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak a call, 795-2553, or visit him at Arizona Limb and Brace, Rosemont and Fifth Street. Your feet will thank you every day.
For 5 years, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways, with more than a dozen projects underway, including the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Two of the world's largest pharmaceutical giants, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, know where bio works. It works at Innovation Park in Oro Valley, one of the 10 best towns for families, according to Family Circle magazine. Bioscience and bioindustry working together at Innovation Park with 275 acres of inspiring environment ready for biodevelopment. Learn more about where bio works at innovationparkaz.com. Noble Hops Gastro Pub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than 24 on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Canada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And the man himself, Shelley Fishman, joins us now at 12:20 on the Buckmaster Show. And usually we ask Shelley, give us a smile if the market's up. Give us, well, we won't call it a frown, but kind of a neutral. And we're a little bit down today.
Yeah, we're down about 33 points.
Kind of surprising in light of some news.
Well, yeah. What I heard coming over was that the Senate majority and minority leaders have agreed on a plan to extend the debt ceiling through the middle of 2013, which means that the cliff that we were beginning to fall off in September has now been paved over, assuming, of course, the House of Representatives goes along with the plan.
So we're kind of taking like a step or two back from going over the cliff.
You know, that would be a very, very good thing.
Shelley, how about this international market? Is this a time to have exposure in your portfolio to the international investments?
Well, that's a great question, Bill. First of all, it's almost impossible these days to not have exposure to international markets and to international companies. And the reason is that so many of the major blue chip American companies are so diversified now and have so much of their operation offshore that being exposed to the marketplace and also finances overseas is almost impossible to avoid. What's interesting is that it's very difficult often to tell from the financial statements of companies just how much of their operations are offshore. And as a result, when you build a portfolio, which, you know, let's talk about classical wisdom here, would be normally somewhere between 8 to 12% international business, it's hard to know exactly what you've already got and do you then need to augment it by buying, literally buying into offshore companies.
And what kind of investment, what kind of instruments would you suggest to fill up that 8 to 12%?
Well, my feeling is that it's clear that the emerging nations are going to be growing faster over the next decade than Western nations, the industrialized nations, are going to be growing. So having some exposure there is important, and you can have exposure both to their equities, either by buying the equities or by buying funds that track their markets, or you can have exposure to their sovereign debt, which is the equivalent of buying treasuries, but instead you're buying the sovereign debt of companies like Brazil or Russia or China or India, that kind of thing. And the reason you'd want to do that is, number one, it's very safe because it is, after all, sovereign debt backed by the full faith of those governments. But also, most of those countries are far less leveraged than the fully emerged industrialized countries such as those of Europe and the United States, and massively less leveraged to the tune of 18 or 20%, where Europe and the U.S. are something in the 80 to 100%.
Shelley Fishman is with us. It's a Tuesday Moneymaker Report. You know, Shell, if you think about it, for the individual investor who does not use a certified financial planner and they try to do it themselves, that can be a little bit, when you get into the international stuff, trying to do all the research. That's kind of what that's part of your deal.
You know, Bill, I really believe that if you spend all of your professional waking hours becoming expert in anything, whether it's nuclear physics or rocket science or the economy of the world and understand what's going on, you're going to, you know, bring something to the table. And I'm not suggesting that any CFP, myself included, has absolute knowledge about anything.
No.
But our opinions are a little bit more informed than those people who just do it either as a hobby or, you know, once a month. So I don't necessarily suggest that people take my advice verbatim. I do suggest that people get several opinions about what they should do before they go and do it.
When someone is looking for a certified financial planner, what are the questions that should be asked?
Well, if the most obvious question, of course,
you
is
are you certification?
Yeah, okay. Do you have the certification?
Say you've got the CFP.
Right. Well, then you take a look at investment philosophy. You take a look at what is the affiliation with a broker-dealer. Once you know that affiliation, you can talk about back-office support. What happens when that person goes on vacation? What's the plan if that person dies or decides to retire? You can ask questions about their investment performance over the past several years, questions of that nature. But one of the most important questions is, how do you get paid? In other words, you as a certified financial planner, how do I as a potential client pay you? And do I have options there? And do you fully disclose those things?
Very important stuff, right?
You bet.
Getting back to the international investing, there are some pitfalls to really watch out for, aren't there?
Yeah. First of all, the timing of the investments and their performance might be a bit different from the timing of domestic performance. The second thing, and I say this as a matter of generality, it's not necessarily true for everybody, but I think it's more difficult to know in detail at a gut level what a company in Brazil or a company in China looks like and may be doing, how much support they get from their government, et cetera. So I tend to be more of a generalist when it comes to overseas investments. I track more the funds that track the indices rather than investing in specific companies.
Yeah, because you go with obviously the track record. There.
Well, you go with the track record of an index an exchange, say the Tokyo Exchange or the Singapore Exchange or the Brazilian Exchange. The other problem when you're dealing with overseas companies is very often you're dealing with the language that the reports are printed in, and while most companies do print a version in English, not all of them do.
Should you avoid Europe at this point?
No. In fact, this might be a very good time not to avoid Europe because Europe is in recession. Therefore, the markets in Europe have anticipated that recession and are probably at their low points right now. Now, would I invest in Italy or Spain? Probably not. But I might give serious looks at Germany and France and the Netherlands and some of the Nordic countries. In fact, we have an interesting – I don't know what our time is like, but we have an interesting experiment going on right now in France. The French Parliament has just passed a plan, an economic plan that essentially reverses most of what Sarkozy was doing. So Hollande is actually now going to be experimenting. This is one of the major healthy economies of Europe, is now going to be experimenting with stimulus as opposed to austerity. And we should be able to then take a look very carefully at the results that we see in France as opposed, for instance, to what we're seeing in Germany and Britain.
Third quarter profits not looking as good because many American companies that are finding that the dollar is a little stronger than they had anticipated when they worked up their portfolio previews.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's cutting into exports, our ability to export products. It also, because consumer spending is still, let's call it, hampered somewhat. And very conservative, the demand for products is lessening so that the exuberance that we saw in the first half, I don't think we're going to see in the second half. And that's going to cut into profits and it's going to cut into the market price of those equities.
Shelley Fishman, where can folks get a hold of you?
795-7950.
And there's a link at buckmastershow.com. Shelley, have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Thanks.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities offered through LPL Financial member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. Investment and insurance products are not NCUA insured, not credit union guaranteed, and may lose value.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Cheers for the American gymnasts, tears from the Russians. That was the scene at the end of today's women's team gymnastics final at the London Olympics, where the Americans captured their first Olympic title since 1996. Russia gets the silver medal. Mitt Romney's campaign plans to let his supporters be the first to know when he chooses a running mate, the campaign announcing an iPhone and Android app that will alert supporters when Romney makes his decision. President Obama is leveling new sanctions on banks in China and Iraq that the White House says have helped Iran evade international sanctions. Updating Wall Street, the Dow down about 24 points, still above 13,000, though. The NASDAQ is unchanged. More details at srnnews.com.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, Cold Road Extension to Sabino Canyon Road, and Speedway from Camino Seco to Houghton. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
With 275 acres of stunning environment, Innovation Park in Oro Valley is ready for development. Already, two of the world's largest pharmaceuticals, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, are settled in Innovation Park. Innovation Park, a great place to do business in Oro Valley, named one of the 10 best towns for families by Family Circle magazine. Find out more at innovationparkaz.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Let Karimi Oriental Rugs keep your valuable rugs looking like new with Arizona's finest cleaning, repair, and restoration. Karimi specializes in restoring antique silk and Navajo rugs with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Stop by Karimi Oriental Rugs at East Fort Lowland Dodge and say hello to owner-operator Amir Karimi. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. It's KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show at 12:34, and this portion of the show is presented by Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. They've got a big weekend planned with their first annual Clay Festival. They're going to be celebrating clay and pottery this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Check it out in historic Silver City, only 3.5 hours east of Tucson. It's a beautiful time of year over there. Warm days, occasional thunderstorms, cool evenings. Not only you can go to the Clay Festival this weekend, but you can hike in the spectacular Gila National Forest. And there's plenty of great accommodations, including Casitas de Gila Guest House and Gila Hot Springs Ranch. For more information, go to southwestnewmexico.org. This afternoon, we continue with the Buckmaster Show candidate interview series. We are focusing once again on District Number 10. We will be spotlighting the candidates, the three Democratic candidates who are running. We'll be interviewing Representative Bruce Wheeler next week. We'll be interviewing Democrat Brandon Patrick tomorrow. And today it's Stephanie Mock joining us. Stephanie, good to see you. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me on.
Stephanie, you are the CEO of CM Concordia Consulting in Tucson. Did I get that correct?
That's correct.
And your political experience includes current Democratic precinct committee person, former state committee person for the Democratic Party, and former legislative district secretary for the Democratic Party. Talk a little bit about this is a competitive district, isn't it, District 10?
It is. It is a competitive district. We have a really good shot as Democrats to take these couple seats and make the legislature more balanced this year. And I really think that we have a good shot. So I'm excited.
It will be the top two Democratic vote-getters in the primary going on to face off against the two Republican candidates, State Representative Ted Vogt and Todd Clodfelter, the GOP chair for the current LD30. What's at the top of your list, Stephanie, of things that you would like to accomplish as a lawmaker?
Absolutely. I think that the biggest thing that I find as a biggest concern in Arizona is the state of education. The education system has been severely underfunded and ignored, and I think that we need to put more money into it. We need to make sure that we invest in our children so that they can take the jobs and be qualified for the jobs that are high-paying and high-skilled that we are looking for to sustain our economy.
Are you supporting the 1 cent sales tax initiative?
I am. I think that's the only thing that we have really that will make a significant impact on the investment of education in the near future.
Everybody's talking about jobs
mm-hmm.
as an issue, and I'm sure, and I know that is one of yours as well, top issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that we need to invest in the biosciences, high tech, the kind of, again, the high wage, high paying jobs, the ones that will sustain our economy in the long term and provide the quality of life that people are looking for in Arizona.
How about reforming the tax code?
It definitely needs to be reformed. I think that we need to have the budget reflect our values in the state of Arizona. And I think that when you prefer private prisons over education, when you put money into litigation fees instead of funding kids' care, health care for children, I think that that shows that our values are out of whack with what people are really thinking here.
Stephanie Mock is with us. She is a Democrat running for the State House of Representatives in District 10. She's involved in a three-way primary. Top two vote-getters move on to the general election. When you talk about reforming the tax code, would you be in favor of ending tax loopholes and deductions then?
I'd be in favor of ending the tax loopholes and making sure that we get the proper return on investment of the deductions and the tax credits that we are providing. We've given a lot of tax credits and deductions to corporates and corporate people who don't need it and aren't accountable to the jobs that they say that they're going to provide with that money. And again, it's really about being responsible with our taxpayer money, making sure that what we're giving is giving the state and all the people of the state a good quality of life.
What are you doing? Going door to door like you're running a classic campaign.
I am. I'm calling people. I'm going door to door. I prefer connecting with people one-on-one as much as I can. But I'm also sending out mail pieces and doing radio ads as well to make sure that as many people as possible hear my message, see what I stand for, and hopefully I can earn their vote.
District 10 runs from Campbell Avenue in Tucson between Speedway and 22nd Street. It opens up to the east, capturing the Sabino Canyon area and Tanque Verde areas. This is a wide area that you're going to have to be out there and have been out walking,
yes.
Right?
Yes, I
in
have been.
In this summer heat and humidity.
Mm-hmm.
Local control, you were talking a little bit about in your literature here, you say the people of southern Arizona are really tied to Maricopa County, telling us what we should be doing with our tax money. How can we change that?
I think that having solid representatives that we send to the Capitol, people who can really fight for what's going on down here in southern Arizona, our concerns are different than those of Maricopa County. And we want to make sure that we have the autonomy to make the decisions that are best for the people here in this county. So we want to make sure that we can hold our elections the way that we've voted to, bond as a county the way that we need to invest in our future. And, the list goes on. Education, water, you name it. They're trying to control it because they disagree with what we're doing, but that's not their right to do.
Tell us about your background. You have a very impressive academic credentials, Master's of Public Policy from Brown University.
That's right.
That's not too shabby.
I got a great education there.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about your background.
Absolutely. Well, I started off as a military kid. I traveled around the country and world with my father, and it really instilled a sense of civic duty and service to the community. And I went on to work mostly in nonprofits throughout the last decade or so. And I realized that some of the Band-Aid approaches that we were providing weren't addressing the systemic problems that we're facing as a country and nation and as a state here. And so I decided to go on to get my master's in public policy because I wanted to address those issues on the system and the policy-wide level. So I started also my business because of that same reason. I thought I could work with nonprofit organizations to make them more collaborative and maximize their impact in the community. And I hope to do the same thing in the legislature.
Stephanie Mock is with us. That's spelled M-A-C-H. She is a Democratic candidate in District 10. Your life really changed, didn't it, at the age of 17?
It did.
Tell us a little bit about what happened.
Well, I had a serious car accident, and I had several months and years, really, that I had to receive a lot of hospital care, a lot of medical clinics I was in and out of throughout those years. And one of the things that I learned most about that era was that people didn't expect much of me, but the more I expected of myself and the determination that I showed by getting being the first of my family to get a bachelor's degree and then to move on to get a master's and do all of the work that I've done. I'm incredibly honored to have had those experiences, but I've had help along the way. And again, it's really about the strength that I think that we need to show in our own lives and the expectations that we need to have that help us deliver results.
So after the accident, this traumatic accident, pretty much people kind of – I'm not going to say kind of wrote you off, but they just didn't think that you would have these kind of
absolutely
lofty goals or
they didn't.
These expectations.
Well, I think so often they think of themselves in that situation and wonder if they could do the same thing. But really, I had nothing to lose. I had everything to gain by exploring the world and getting an education and giving back to my community. And that has been the best therapy of all, to make sure that I connect with other people who are in greater need than I am even. People look at me often and think, how is she doing this? How is her life? And my life is wonderful. I've had so many privileges and I have so much help. And I want to make sure that I can give back some of those privileges, that I can advocate for people who've had adversity and give them that little kickstart that I've gotten in life to make sure that they can be as successful as I've been.
All right. We're going to wrap it up with Stephanie Mock and your website if people would like more information.
Absolutely. They can go to stephaniemock.com and that's M-A-C-H.
Thank you very much, Stephanie, and best of luck to you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Coming up now on 1244 on the Buckmaster Show, we will get a preview of a jam-packed fall arts calendar from the Tucson Weekly's Linda Ray. We'll get kind of an exclusive preview here on the Buckmaster Show when we continue on this Tuesday afternoon. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you're having foot or lower back pain, you're not alone. My Foot Doctor recommended custom foot orthotics created by Bob Novak. Bob is a certified podorthist and best in Southern Arizona at creating just the right foot support at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak, the owner of Arizona Limb and Brace, a call at 795-2553 or visit Bob at Rosemont and 5th. I did, and my feet thank me every day.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowland Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchases, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
Remember when you used to make mud pies when you were a kid? Here's your opportunity to get down to earth again and have some fun. Come join us for the Silver City Clay Festival, August 3rd through 5th, in unique, beautiful, historic Silver City, New Mexico. This three-day celebration offers exhibits, 14 fabulous workshops, youth activities, films, and all sorts of mud fun. Everyone is getting in on the clay action. Downtown restaurants, bars, musicians, and more. Also available are free lectures, tours, and clay demonstrations. Two juried events are taking place, an art tile show and a neo-membreño competition. Don't miss the gala opening event at WNMU. For more information or to sign up for workshops, go to clayfestival.com or email info@clayfestival.com or call 575-538-5560. Come have fun and play in the mud with us. See you there.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Time for the Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Family owned and run since 1985, Moe's specializes in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing in the Interior Design Center at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Linda Ray joining us now from the Tucson Weekly. Linda, good to see you.
Hi. I'm out of breath just from going through all this stuff.
I can't believe it. The Tucson Weekly will be coming out very soon with the Fall Arts Calendar. What issue is that going to be?
The Fall Arts Calendar comes out in our August 16th issue.
And we're getting a sneak preview, which is cool. We like that.
the thing I wanted to point out is it comes out on the 16th, but all the things we've been talking about are only things that start sometime after August 23rd through the middle of January. So in addition to all of this stuff, there's everything else that's going to continue through the fall. We're going to have a busy, busy season.
We've got about 12 pages here, but we're going to try to hit on some of the highlights. Are there some themes generally that have emerged?
Well, the thing that I'm excited about is that we have – this season is really showing a breadth of the real talent we have in town. There's a lot of original choreography happening in the dance arena and original compositions by Tucson composers being presented by music organizations, and some new plays by new playwrights. So there's some adventurous kinds of things offering an opportunity for people who are new to the form to present their work. So I've been excited to read about that as it came in.
In the visual arts, the fall open studio tour is always fun.
Isn't that great?
And 200 artists expected to take part this year.
Right. The Pima Arts Council puts that on, I think, twice a year, but it always provides such a great opportunity, again, to go out and see our own artists in their studios at work. And it's all free, and closer to the date, which I believe is in
10th and 11th of November.
Right. You just go to the website at TucsonPimaArtsCouncil.org, and you'll find maps and guides of who does what and where to find it. So part of the fun is exploring where you want to go. It's like vacation.
Philibom Glass Gallery and Studio on South 6th, they've got a kind of a 50-year anniversary show of the American Studio Glass Movement.
Right. Actually, that's been celebrated all through 212. I don't know if you remember it, but there was a wonderful glass exhibit at the Tucson Museum of Art. So this is a continuation of that, and the Philibom people, of course, have kind of driven that effort. But they have let's see, who is it? They're calling it Glass Pioneers, and it's featuring the work of Michelle Nero and Cynthia Miller. Very exciting. Fun things. Next, you'll see in the Temple Gallery one of several arts activities we have related to the All Souls Procession and Day of the Dead, which just keeps growing and growing into a really community event. So there's a collection of photography of the All Souls Procession opening there on Friday, September 21st. That's the gallery at the Temple of Music and Art.
Tucson Botanical Gardens also going to get involved with the Day of the Dead theme.
Right.
There'll be life-size dancing skeletons displayed among the garden pathways from October the 2nd through the Day of the Dead weekend through November the 4th. So that will be at the Tucson Botanical Gardens. Also, Tucson Museum of Art, what is this Matisse show?
Doesn't that sound like fun?
Yeah.
It's a show of works on paper by Henri Matisse and others. And very soon there – that opens on January 13th. And very soon thereafter, there's an exhibit I'm really excited to see, Art and the Machine. It's about the relationship between mechanics and art. So I'm excited. I'm really looking forward to that. That looks like fun. I was going to say another thing related before we completely leave off the botanical gardens. If you would like to make a life-size skeleton, Bill, they would love to have you enter it.
Oh, really?
They're soliciting people to make those skeletons to hang on the pathway. So if anybody wants to do that, go look at the website.
I'm not so sure mine would look all that great, but
yours. The point is to
dance activities. We've got the new Art Dance Theater. That'll be at the Stevie Eller Theater.
Right. That's this is one of the original works I was telling you about. It's commonly known as New Articulations Dance. In the past, they've been known as that. They're going by New Art now. But they choose different community groups to create dances. And this for this particular dance, they're working with Wingspan. And the title of the work is There Is No Dance From Which We Are Absent. So I think that's going to be very exciting. There's some new choreography always, the U of A dance program at Stevie Eller. Seasonal Treasures is going to feature faculty and student choreography and a new work in honor of John Cage and Merce Cunningham. Merce Cunningham's troupe made their last tour last year. So.
And Zuzi Dance Company also is I think they're going to have something to do with Frida Kahlo.
Right. They created a new work called Blood and Gold. It incorporates modern flamenco and aerial dance. I don't know if you've seen that, where they twist on silk. So that's going to be exciting. And that is on Friday and Saturday, September 28th and 29th at the Zuzi Theater.
Linda Ray is with us from the Tucson Weekly, going over some of the highlights from the fall arts calendar. It's really loaded. For folks who are looking for some film, the Loft Film Festival, that should be fun.
Oh, it's always fun. Did you go last year?
No, I didn't.
It's about 10 days, and it's all of these films, all different, you know, shorts, mm-hmm. Animated, dramas, all kinds of films that the Loft people have culled from film festivals all over the world and are bringing here to Tucson, and they're hoping to have part of their new expansion open by then, too. You know,
yeah, that will be in November, starting November the 8th.
Right.
For the family, UA Poetry Center, they'll have Family Days. This is going to be a great activity for to take the whole family out, starting on some Saturdays, Saturday, September 22nd.
Right, and October 13th and November 17th. They have this thing called Poetry Joeys, where they work with kids to create poetry. And then every month they have some different kinds of activities, including yoga. They always have a multilingual story time. It's a lot of fun. And then, of course, UA Presents is bringing the Zoppy Family Circus back.
Barbara Kingsolver is coming to town.
Yeah, that's
I think
region.
She's going to be reading from her new novel Sunday, November the 18th. And that will be at the Temple of Music and Art.
Yeah, but while we're talking about literature, I want to just mention a couple of really great book clubs. These are ongoing things, but they gave me their schedule for the fall. And just want to let people know the U of A Poetry Center has an ongoing book club that, for serious readers who want to go in depth. It's a great thing. And MOCA has been doing an interesting series. They've been working with art that relates to politics, and they have a book club ongoing about that, too.
The Museum of Contemporary Art is down on South Church. The Museum Center for Creative Photography, this sounds like a great show. Made in Arizona, photographs from the collection, and they've got a fabulous collection, as everyone knows. That will be getting under – I guess it's part of the Arizona Centennial?
They created it, curated it as a tribute to the centennial. So that should be great.
You want to talk about music? Arizona Early Music Society, St. Phillips in the Hills – that will be starting in September.
Right. And there are other things like the Bella Corita Winds. I mean, there are a bunch of small music groups and new music groups that are starting up here. Pretty exciting. The Holiday Card to Tucson is always fun to look forward to. Standing room only. So it's at the St. Augustine Cathedral. It involves several youth and adult choirs, and you need to get there early. But it's always a beautiful way to kick off the season.
St. Philip's Friends of Music Concerts. Actually, those are going to begin Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, very
September
soon.
September the 2nd.
Mm-hmm. There's a bassoon solo, a bassoon concert, the Romantic Bassoon. There is a kind of an off-the-charts bluegrass concert there on September 9th with Titan Valley Warheads.
Arizona Opera. They will be performing, let's see, they've got is it Romeo and Juliet coming up? Well, they've got actually a couple of shows, don't they?
Yeah. You know, this is the great thing. I was talking about the creative new programs that we have, the new theater and music and so on. But our traditional companies, our really big companies, are putting on wonderful traditional and very exciting contemporary theater and music this season. So I just urge everybody to get the fall arts preview and spend a weekend pouring through it. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, Shakespeare in the Park, Himmel Park, that's going to be coming up. So all sorts of things. UA Presents has a very full agenda as well. Linda, we could spend probably the next 3 hours talking about this. And again, that will be the weekly. What issue is that going to be?
August 16th. It's 2 weeks from Thursday. And it's something that you want to keep around for a while.
Linda, thank you so much.
Thanks. It's always a pleasure.
The Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family owned and run since 1985. Moe's specializes in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing in the Interior Design Center at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Buckmaster Show also presented in part by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso. in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. And our bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, I'll have a little right now, is brought to you by Culligan Water. What is it about Culligan? Well, folks, it simply tastes better. Check out Culligan Water. That's going to do it for a jam-packed Tuesday edition of the Buckmaster Show. We'll do it all again tomorrow at 12:04 on KBOI. Have a great afternoon.
KVOI Cortero Tucson and 930 KAPR Douglas, The Voice, Good News Radio Network.